Hey there, awesome people. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, the daily dose of reality check you need to reclaim your life from those little glowing rectangles. And your host, Nova Lane, here to dish out real talk about how technology impacts our lives, both good and bad, and help you build a life that feels more fulfilling and less like you're constantly on autopilot. Today's hot topic. How's all this tech messing with our relationships and community? Ever feel like your phone's become the third wheel in every hangout? Or that real-life conversations are losing out to emoji exchanges? Trust me, you're not alone. We're living in a digital age where everything's instant, from shopping to connecting with friends. But is this convenience really coming at a cost? Here's the deal. Technology can be amazing. It connects us across continents, keeps us informed, and even helps us find love online dating anyone. But when it comes to our relationships and communities, things get a bit trickier. We've got 5 key takeaways to unpack today that might just blow your mind. First off, presence over pictures. Think about it, how many times have you been out with friends snapping pics for the gram instead of truly engaging in the moment? We're so caught up in capturing the perfect shot for social media that we forget to actually experience life. It's like we're living for likes instead of living for real moments. This constant need for documentation can create a barrier between us and those around us. So, put down your phone, look people in the eye, and truly be present in the moment. Trust me, you'll connect on a deeper level. Second, authenticity over filters. Social media is all about curated perfection, filtered faces, stage scenes, and highlight reels of our lives. But this can create unrealistic expectations and make us feel inadequate. Remember, real life isn't always picture perfect. It's messy, it's unpredictable, and that's what makes it beautiful. Embrace your imperfections, be authentic to yourself, and connect with people who value you for who you truly are, filters and all. Third, communication overload. Texting, instant messaging, email, we're constantly bombarded with notifications. This can lead to information overload and make it difficult to focus on meaningful conversations. Sometimes the best way to connect is through a good old-fashioned phone call or face-to-face chat. Put down those devices, pick up the phone, and have a real conversation. You'll be amazed at how much deeper your connections can become. Fourth, digital distance. While technology connects us digitally, it can also create distance in our physical communities. Think about it, we spend so much time scrolling through social media that we often neglect the people right in front of us. Make a conscious effort to engage with your neighbors, join local events, and volunteer in your community. Building genuine connections takes time and effort, but it's worth it. And finally, screen time boundaries. This one's crucial. Set limits on your screen time and create tech-free zones in your life. Designate certain times of day or specific areas where phones are off limits. This can help you prioritize real-life interactions, sleep better, and feel more grounded. Let me share a quick example that might resonate with you. Imagine you're at a dinner party with friends. They're all catching up, laughing, sharing stories, a truly enjoyable evening. But then, someone pulls out their phone to check notifications, followed by another person, and soon the conversation fizzles out as everyone becomes glued to their screens. Sound familiar? This happens all the time. Technology can easily steal the focus from what matters most: connecting with people in meaningful ways. So next time you find yourself at a gathering, resist the urge to reach for your phone. Put it away, listen attentively, and engage fully in the moment. You'll be surprised how much richer the experience becomes. Alright, let's recap. We talked about prioritizing presence over pictures, embracing authenticity, communicating with intention, bridging the digital distance, and setting screen time boundaries. Remember, technology is a tool. It can be incredibly helpful, but it shouldn't control your life. Take action today. Put down that phone for an hour and engage in a real conversation with someone you love. Go for a walk in nature, disconnect from social media, and reconnect with your inner self. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family. Let's spread the word about reclaiming our lives from the tyranny of technology. And as always, thanks for tuning in. Until tomorrow, stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.